Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome to another Norman Night. I barely got in here under the wire to get this show on the air. Oh, we don't have a lot to talk about. I don't have a lot to talk about tonight, so we can talk about anything you want to talk about. 347-945-6713 is the call-in number. There's actually a lot of... Sorry about that. I dropped my microphone out of my ear. I don't know. It doesn't fit anymore. Maybe my ear's shrinking. I hope everybody can hear me out there. Hey, the good news is we're at the 99,000 mark. Only 1,000 more listens to get to that magical 100,000 mark. I never thought I could. Hey, somebody says my ear's getting big just like the rest of me. Well, you know what? There is a lot of Norm. There surely is. But I wore my Normism shirt today to work, and so there was, a lot of Normisms. My favorite, of course, is somebody says to me, "Hey, Norm, what's shaking?" All four cheeks and both chins. Yeah, they grow all the time. Well, I'm talking about the little hole you put the earpiece in. I swear it feels like mine's shrinking or else the earpiece is getting fatter. But I don't know. Either way, it really doesn't matter. Barack Obama back on the radio talking more double talk about how... Well, we can't be sure that the Syrians have crossed the line, and if they have crossed the line and we get evidence, then we'll have some actions to take. But then, of course, if we can't show the custody or chain of control of the chemical weapons that were used or who exactly used them, well, then why, of course, we won't have international support. I'm just so tired of hearing all of this. We don't run the world. The way Americans look at the world is not necessarily the way the world has to be. And I don't want to hear that anybody, by the way, that it be the way that privileged white Americans look at the world, because if anybody takes a good look, our president is not a white man. And that's pretty easy to say. I can tell you what there never has been, though. There never has been an Italian-American president. Was there ever an Italian-American who ran for president? That's a real good question. If anybody's got the answer out there, give me a call. 347-945-6713. Oh, God, the only listener I had just logged out of the chat room. That's really very disappointing because, you know, I went about 100 miles an hour while I was on the Washington Beltway to try to get home here in time. I had a little bit of dinner at Five Guys. I do like their hot dogs. Not quite like a Buffalo Salem's hot dog, but they are good, and I had two of them. Probably only should have had one. You know, as one of the chat room people says, I'm growing every day. Well, if you know me or you don't know me or you just want to dump all over a lefty, why don't you give me a call at 347-945-6713. It is said that 90% of the people will see the same word first. Don't cheat. Okay. I saw TEAM. Oh, somebody saw wealth, huh? Stephen Hoffman, my nephew, the wounded veteran. Oh, I'm on my face page looking. It's always fun to see. It's always fun to see old students on Facebook. Boy, there's one of my heroes in the whole world. The guy's name's Wolf Crescenza. He's older than me, and he plays rock and roll guitar every night of the week. Amazing. And he redecorates merry-go-round animals, or what do they call? What's the official name for them? I don't know. It's daughter of a Newtown victim confronts Kelly Ayotte and asks her why. She didn't vote for the bill. That's kind of interesting. Oh, my gosh. I just saw the picture of the mother of a... Well, they were little kids when I taught them. But I bet it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Miss Friedovich, if it's not your birthday. But I give you a big shout-out here from the Norm at Night Show. Martin McIntyre. Oh, gosh. My nephew changed his profile picture. We got a lot of stuff happening here. I don't know if anybody's waiting right now. But I'm just going through my Facebook. St. Mark's Episcopal School. That must be the place that my old boss, Troy Roddy, is going to. Must have been. I'm happy for him. He's he's moving on in the world. Meanwhile, you know, I just keep happy. Oh, the U.S. 6018 field. I wonder if they got the brackets here. Play begins May 7th. There's a lot of different teams here. It's kind of cool, but we'll see what happens. It's always fun to play in a soccer tournament. Well, a shout out to the young woman from Seoul. Absolutely. I'm glad to hear that. Excellent. Excellent. I got fans all over the world. Yeah. Well, you know, that's The Norm and Knight Show, we're just everywhere there is to be. Yes, you got soul, all right. Absolutely. Country girl at heart. Oh, gosh, it's so much fun. Oh, gosh, here's the two brothers that I used to teach. They're twins, and I guess mom's gone. One of the boys lives in Paris. Well, they're not boys anymore. They're men. And mom went to Paris to visit Rob. Well, great. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, what the great pictures. I wish I could show these pictures on. Oh, the dinner looks good, too. I wish I could show these pictures on. Oh, lots of tree blossoms. It's the spring. It's the spring. It's a whole lot of fun. And I'm just so happy right now that I know I got listeners, and the listeners I have, I'm glad are listening. It's that simple. The world is a fine place. I rushed home to get to the show, and I got it. You know, I actually, on the way home, it was really pretty interesting. I ran into a guy. Hey, Cult of Raison is logged in. The cult is back. Hallelujah. I can't wait till he comes in on the phone. Remember, if you want to give me a call, grab your cell phone. It's 347-945-6713. I guess if you can call Skype phones, you can call with Skype, too. If you want me to call you, I won't give the number out. Just pop the phone number into the into the chat room, and I've always wanted to do that, and I never have, so that would be really kind of fun. I never used the call guest feature, so if you want to be a guest on the Norm at Night Show, you just tell me right now, and I'll be just so happy to give you a call. And, oh, gosh. Here, I got a trivia question for you. Who'll be the first person that can tell me the names of all the seas that surround the Korean Peninsula? Yeah, go look at a map and see if you don't know. Who'll be the first person to call in with an answer to that question? Here's another geography question for you. I love geography. I'm just having a good old time tonight. If you leave New York City on a boat, is it possible to get to New Orleans without getting off the boat? In other words, can you travel on water from New York City, not via the Atlantic Ocean, but by going up the Hudson River, can you continue all the way to New Orleans on the water? If you think you can, why, just tell me the route. And remember now, anytime you listen to the Norm at Night Show, either listening via live radio like you're doing now, or listening to, or being a listener who grabs it from the archive, there is one chance in 1,000 that you will be the 100,000th listener on the Norm at Night Show. That would be really cool. If I can determine who it is, and I'm not sure I can get that fine in the results window of who the 100,000 listen was, I don't know what I'll do, but I'll do something. And it would be a whole bunch of fun. But anyway, what other events in the news happening today? I'll tell you one thing we haven't really talked about, and maybe I should have done a show on it, is the gun control bill. What the hell happened? Supposedly, 90% of the country says, we want background checks. And the Senate says, nope, we're not doing it. Actually, the Cult de la Raison, I'm glad he's back. I like that name way better. And I got friends that always wanted to know when the cult was coming back. Well, the cult is here. Cult was typing. Hey, 9881, why don't you type something? If you're logged in on the Norman Knight Show, we want to know who you are. Log in with a name. Don't worry if it's like a real name, like a couple of people have here. I'll give you, I would never give it out. And remember, when you do call in, I do refer to you by your area code. I will not say the whole phone number. Don't worry. If by chance I get two of the same area codes, I will use the first three numbers, the exchange, if you would. I'll never go farther than that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'd like to know where 9881, why don't you just type in where you're from so that I can get some kind of an idea. We got a young person in Seoul, or a young person with Seoul. I'm not quite sure. Oh, that's just a play on words. We got somebody out on the west coast of the United States. You got me right here in the mid-Atlantic region of the east coast of the United States. We got somebody that's staying around here, but is actually from the mountains of Nepal. I mean, we got a real... what do you want to call it? We got a real group, a diversity group. Yeah, that's the word. We got real diversity. Speaking of diversity, what do you think about that NBA basketball player? Should he get some kind of kudos for saying, I'm gay and I play in the NBA? I mean, do we need to care about that? In fact, do we need to care about the NBA? You know the number, 347-945-6713, or the NHL, or the NFL, or MLB, or any other of these alphabet soups where these overgrown boys are giving millions and millions of dollars to entertain us with feats of athletics that we wish we could do ourselves, but we never do. If you got an opinion about that, 347-945-6713. Oh, gosh, I would love. So, hey, if you want me to call you, just put your number in the chat room if you're there, and I will be happy. Oh, it's not a problem, AS. I'm glad you got your internet problems worked out, and I'm glad you're here with Norm at Night. What is tomorrow, everyone? Who knows what tomorrow is? Who's going to be the first person to call me and tell me what tomorrow is? Hey, 10468, why'd you log out? Oh, gosh, come on back. Come on back. Hey, EW, glad to have you in the chat room. If you want to come on live with me, just pop your phone number in the chat room, and I'll be happy to call you. You don't have to call me. Hey, I got somebody coming on here. Let's bring them aboard. Hey, you're on Norm at Night. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, how are you? What do you got to say for yourself? What do you want to talk about tonight?
I don't know. I just got in. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about just anything that comes to mind, mostly because, well, the president made one of his, I don't know, one of his goofy speeches today about Syria and the evidence and everybody trying to sound so, oh, we have to have the evidence and the chain of custody of the chemical weapons and who exactly used them against who. In the opinion of Norm, we need to stay out of Syria.
Well, someone has to keep them on check, though. What if they commit, like, another genocide?
Syria is having a civil war right now. They're going to slaughter each other, just like we slaughtered each other in our civil war. And it was, well, when I say our, I'm speaking of the United States of America. Actually, somebody in the chat room wants to know, why should it be different if they're using chemical weapons rather than some other kind of weapon? Why should the U.S. Reaction differ? I mean, that's a good question. You're dead, you're dead.
Well, chemical weapons are different than other thermal weapons, though, because chemical weapons, they kill indiscriminately. You talk about, like, some of the chemicals weapons they used before, like, if they poisoned the water source with, like, some cyanide, that would just mean that would kill every single one. It'd just not be someone that just, like, it would linger on for, like, ages, and it would completely destroy them.
The police here in America use chemical weapons. Nobody minds. Nobody minds when they fill a building with tear gas.
It is. So, yeah, I mean, they use chemical weapons on Vietnam, and
Slaughter is slaughter. Somebody in the chat room, just slaughter is slaughter. You're absolutely right. Dead is dead.
It's just, what is better, more dead or less dead is better. So I guess you have a choice between killing everyone or, like, killing some people.
It's not our choice to make.
I mean, I don't know. If you're helping someone, then you can't just... If someone is being killed mercilessly, then I think it would be wrong morally just to, like, tie our hands and say, well, it's not my problem, it's their problem. Wouldn't you, like, try to help someone if they're, like, being killed indiscriminately?
Well, you know what? I mean, I don't know. Everybody talked. Let's see, wait a minute here. Something else in the chat room. Let me add it to the discussion. The U.S. reaction should not be any different based on the knowledge that chemical weapons were used. In other words, if President Assad is killing his people and we're going to react because that's a bad thing.
Well, that's because chemical weapon takes it to a whole new notch. It's like, it's very similar to using nuclear weapons. Because with chemical weapons, you're like, you're being completely indiscriminate of who you kill and your choices, like even how you kill.
So if you drop a bomb on a city, the bomb says, oh, combatant, non-combatant.
Yeah, so exactly. So if you drop a bomb that can, like, obliterate, like, 20 blocks, like, of space, then that's a really bad bomb. But that's why I guess people use, like, those specialized, very targeted weapons that just, like, blow up a building or something like that. So
all right, hold on.
Casualties.
Hold on, 750. We got somebody else joining the conversation. I just want to let them on. Go ahead, 750.
Hey.
You're on, Colt. Don't worry. But 750, you were saying something. Continue.
I mean,
please.
I think it's like saying, I don't support killing at all, but just like us talking about why chemical weapons are bad. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Oh, John. No, John left.
Oh, I thought maybe we'd get him on, Norm.
Yeah, John says hi, Norm.
Hey, John.
Hey, Norm at Night.
Norm at Night, coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. 347-945-6713 is the number if you got the stones to get on with the fat left-hander.
The stones?
Cones. Cajones. That's what we call them.
Hey.
Are you drinking?
I just got... Well, we just got a high from Seoul, and I'm glad to hear that. And, it's like, anyway, you're making me
John,
feel too happy here.
John, if you want to talk on the new show.
We're talking about,
you're talking about chemical weapons?
Well, we're talking about chemical, actually what we're talking about is, does the U.S. have any business getting in the middle of a Syrian civil war?
Yeah. Hell no. Although we already know we've got troops on two borders. So we may be somewhat involved, more so than we know at this point. But I want to say one thing about chemical weapons, that at least on a battlefield, they're incredibly ineffective, mostly because nobody's figured out a decent delivery system. About the only thing we've ever been able to do is something similar to the cluster bombs. Are everybody familiar with that?
I didn't know
the little. Little bomblets. You have one big bomb, and then all the little bombs pop out, and then they blow up, and then another little bomb blows up. You know.
And what is the ultimate cluster bomb?
The ultimate cluster bomb?
Yes.
I don't know that there is one. But,
there is. It's called the MIRV.
Okay.
It's a big warhead with a bunch of little nuclear bombs that pop out after the first one.
Oh, okay.
Cluster bomb.
Yeah, well, that's sort of... that doesn't even sound... doesn't sound feasible, but if you say so...
Well, it is. All the ICBMs carry MIRVs.
Yeah. Well, anyway, getting back to chemical weapons, you know, they've tried artillery shells and airborne drops and this and that. And for the most part, you know, you're weather dependent. And if it's part of any sort of an explosive, of course, it disperses the gas or whatever biochemical combination you're using. And, of course, it's gone. Where it is effective is the only time it was in Japan, in subway system, because now here is maximum effectiveness. You've got an enclosed area.
Didn't the CIA do something in America in subway systems too to test delivery systems in the 50s?
Oh, they did a number of things. They did try a biological experiment over San Francisco.
Now, there's an interesting question, and I'm going to shift it.
Hmm.
Biologicals, are those worse than chemicals?
I can't really
we
say.
We can go back to my...
I think biologicals are a lot worse than chemicals. I think biological weapons can be as deadly as nuclear weapons, or even worse.
Yeah, it depends. I mean, these things have to...
Calvary putting smallpox in the blankets and giving them to the Indians.
Oh, yes.
That was a very effective delivery system.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we're catapulting dead bodies over the castle walls.
Did that happen?
Oh, hell yes.
Is it the Mongols who did that? Or?
Oh, that was a favorite technique. I think most Europeans use that. I mean, as sick as it is, that's, you know. Obviously, it demoralizes the enemy to see, you know, see their own soldiers being thrown back at them and all that. But yeah, let's get off that topic.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we'll be talking about sarin gas.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. But you know, I had castor plants growing here, and I mean, I got rid of them because once the beans started popping, they were all over the place, and I had my cats around, and I couldn't have that, you know.
Wait, as much as I dislike any kind of direction or anything like that, you're the president of the United States. What should the United States reaction be? What do you direct the Secretary of State to do?
At a maximum, if you knew where the stuff was being stored, obviously you could call in a strike on it. Now, that stuff's going to come out, but once it's dispersed, it isn't going to make much difference. So,
okay, so now...
So I wouldn't have a problem with that. I mean,
the Syrians are not the Iraqis. They have a pretty sophisticated anti-aircraft system.
Mm-hmm.
At least, what does the Russians have?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard they tried to take down a Russian airliner sometime today. Or somebody did. We don't know who.
Today?
Yeah. There was a commercial flight. Why it was flying over Syria, I have no idea. But apparently it had to take evasive action. There were two incoming missiles.
Really?
Yeah, well, I know.
Well, the U.S. destroyer shot down the airliner.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, I know we've got the fleet there, but I don't know what we have off the coast. I imagine we have quite a bit sitting there. Probably more air power than anybody has.
We could eliminate Damascus as a standing city.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's going to kill another 50,000 people.
Yeah, well, I'll express the same cynicism I think I did last week and say that the interests of the United States are mixed.
The way I understand the geopolitical system, from a pure cold interest of the United States, Assad should stay the president.
Well, okay, let's say that does happen, but let's say that this insurgency lasts for many, many years. Is that in the best interest of the United States?
Syria doesn't have any oil.
Who cares about oil?
What do you think the fleet's there for, kimchi?
I'm talking about Syria in particular. Look, you got Al-Qaeda fighters and Hezbollah coming in on one side, and you've got Iranian revolutionaries and Al-Qaeda and Iraq sympathizers on the other side. I mean, you've got...
And they're all fighting.
All of your enemies fighting each other. What the, you know.
So let them fight.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just thinking, if I'm in Obama's position, I'm probably going to let this thing go. It serves my interest.
Yeah, but he keeps running his mouth.
Well, he's got to do the humanitarian... Jibber jabber, you know, he does that.
Well, you know,
same way he talks about poor people and kids and, you know, whatever prop he wants to put on the stage.
Well, I'm
it's an orchestrated public relations show. Do you really think he actually believes in any of the crap he says? I don't think so.
What do you think, 750?
I'm just listening to you guys. I don't know.
Do you think he believes what he says?
I mean, it's. I think it's easy to be condescending. Like, not condescending. It's not a right word. Like, I understand what you're saying about, like, is that what he means, what he says? But, like, why do we even care if he actually means that or not, as long as he does it? Like, even if it's a publicity stunt, he does those things. So even if he does not have a heart of gold.
You know what? And that's the thing everybody forgets, you know? And then we say, oh, we thank you for your service and all that other kind of stuff. You know what? Publicity stunts, people die.
Yep. Certainly this time around, huh?
People die. Yes, we'd like it to stop. Yes.
Well, I guess when you're playing chess, you sacrifice something to get bigger goals.
Yes, but there's one thing. You know, when I go to teach chess at the U.S. Chess Center, one of the rules for the little kids when they take pieces, little kids like to say, I killed that pawn. You can't use that word when we play because chess pieces are not alive and you can't kill something that's not alive. And that's why you can't do it in a video game either. But you can do it on the battlefield.
It's not like someone going to kill them. You just push a button and a missile goes away. So you're like, it's a game. I mean, as long as your mind is trained in a way that, you know, it's greater good.
What do you think would happen in the world if the United States, and I'm sure we could track where he is. I'm sure we could do that. Track him down, put a couple of drones up his ass.
Mm-hmm.
How would the world react to that?
Track who down?
Assad.
Oh. Well, I don't think, well, I agree it's not United States' problem to go around minding everyone's business, but it's United Nations' problem. And I think when America goes around showing its power instead of uniting against UN, I think that poses a threat.
Yeah, any time we behave unilaterally, you know, then you've lost everyone. I mean, they're not part of the process.
Yeah.
And what is important with the UN, as impotent as it does seem to be at times, is you have all of these Islamic countries represented. Now, when you bring up these issues, like Syria, or pick any other, Mali, or nearly all of them got something going on, you know. Let's hear their response. What do they want to do? Okay? These are your people. This is your religion, and this is, you know, you're the guys who have more influence than any of us. Let's let them make choices.
No, yeah, I agree. Like, when America acts like these indiscriminately, that's how League of Nations failed. That's that's a huge danger to the entire humans have fought so hard to make, like, the central, like, UN system, and then it endangers the whole system. And why should anyone listen to America when, like, if next power comes in and the UN and someone is doing against their belief?
Yeah, I have no problem handing off a lot of this stuff to the UN or whomever. You know, let's face it, we've exhausted well, we haven't completely exhausted our resources, but we're pretty close. I mean, we're going to be in financial trouble, serious trouble, if we can't turn things around. Hello?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay. No, I heard some beeping.
You guys are carrying the ball, you know. I'm just here watching.
You know. So with this, I mean, I you know, I come from a libertarian background, and so I'm very keen on sovereignty of the United States, of course. But this is one reason why I think that, you know, many of these world events need to be addressed in a world theater, which is, you know, whether it's the United Nations or the IMF or whichever organization happens to be around, you know, deal with that. Now, sometimes it's highly ineffective. The best example...
There are people in the chat room who are not impressed with the United Nations.
Okay, well, I'm not either, but, you know, let's face it. It's there, and most of the world participates in it. So let's hand it off to them. Say, okay, guys, here it is. This is what you want to do. You want world government? Go for it. But I will, you know, one example I want to bring up, though, would be Kosovo, let's say Kosovo and Serbia, that whole situation. Now, when it first developed and we knew what was going on there, you know, the atrocities and everything that was happening, we handed that off to the Europeans and said, it's in your backyard, this is your problem. Well, we did that, and a year later, they were still talking about it. Nothing had happened at all. I mean, as sad as it is. But, of course, you know, you have to remember then, you know, there is a European Union, but it's an economic union. There's no coordination of military whatsoever. That doesn't, other than NATO. And this wouldn't, you know, obviously, it's a defense treaty, and none of the those countries were a part of that. So, but the idea then, and they all recognized it, that the United States was, one, big and organized and in the region and could react swiftly, which is exactly what happened.
Well, some people would argue that the United Nations, for example, in Iraq, somebody in the chat room's arguing this, and I'm going to carry the argument forward.
Mm-hmm.
The United Nations passed resolution after resolution, and Saddam Hussein just ignored them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the only thing that got him to pay attention was... shock and awe. I'm not sure I agree with that, but that's a position.
Mm. Well, yeah, and this is the thing. I mean, at this point, I think we had incredible restrictions on Hussein at that time. And it was that their people were suffering.
And the other
just like what happened, what's happening now in North Korea. You know.
And the other thing that nobody wanted to talk about with Saddam Hussein was where he got his weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, well, that's...
You have to see where United Nations have played a good part, too. Like, look at North Korea. It's good that we haven't shocked and awed North Korea, because all the government have been seen to working together and put a lot of pressure on North Korea to, like, not act crazily. And I think that's, you see a lot of, so if everyone gets behind, I mean, in a world as naive as it sounds, it would be maybe something could have happened with not Iraq too, if everyone was.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've always said with North.
Time out. I have to clear up something that happened here. Saddam Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
He exactly.
used
he did.
Them all
yes.
against the Iranians in
mm-hmm.
the war with Iran.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
seemed to mind when he was doing that.
Well, we sold it
and
to
yes, chat room. It was determined.
We had the receipts. We gave them the basic chemicals to create those gases and all that.
They probably made Niagara Falls.
But you see, the thing was, knowing this, even though it was 10 years ago, you know, the potential was still there. You know, that we gave him the stuff, he made the weapons, and he used them. So that's one of the big selling points. Well, we might as well call it a selling point of the war, was the fact that we knew he had them and he used them before. So even with zero evidence.
But wait a minute, time out. There is a statement from the chat room.
Oh, okay, I'm outside now, so I can't see that.
I thought that's okay. That the United States did not give Saddam Hussein weapons of mass destruction.
That's correct. We gave him chemicals. We have receipts. We shipped chemicals to them, which were the basics that allowed him to create toxic gases and all the rest of that. Now, I've actually seen it. I know.
Well, I believe...
Now, these chemicals could be used to create plastics, fertilizer, whatever you like, medicine.
And back to North Korea. By the way, the Korean action was a United Nations action.
That's correct.
And it was only because the Russians were boycotted when they took the boat.
Mm-hmm. United That's true. States they could have vetoed that whole thing.
And the question becomes, I just remember there are pictures of all the people that wanted to kill Saddam shaking hands with him when they
yep.
were fighting the Iranians.
Yep, yep.
That's true. The Korean War is officially still underway.
Right.
And
well,
every week they come together at, I can never say it, Pumanjan, something like
that. Yeah. Well, you know, sometime take a look at our diplomatic relations with Pakistan.
Okay.
We're friends. We're not friends. We're not friends. It went on for decades. It was the most schizophrenic, bipolar relationship you could imagine. And it was the CIA was dictating foreign policy at that point. And they never knew what to make of us. They just, you know.
And I do not believe, and I am tired of hearing how the intelligence was bad.
Yeah, well.
Right.
Well, sometimes it
he
is.
He even told the president what he wanted to hear.
I suppose so. But, you know, a lot of what goes on in the world, unfortunately, is not in control of the president or the Congress or the voters, the citizens.
We have a state.
We have an incredibly powerful state. Remember the blob? I told you my whole blob theory.
Yeah, hold on a minute, chat room. You'll be able to ask your question, but go ahead, finish.
Yes, the blob just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It absorbs everything. If you give it power, it never gives power back. You think we're ever going to get the Patriot Act
undone?
Yeah, no way.
Okay, go ahead, chat room, ask your question. The chat room is typing, so the question will be, always thought that war was good for the economy. How come the war on terror has so negatively affected our economy? Thoughts?
Well, war is good because it starts the economy. It jump starts the economy. I guess people even say like Second World War helped to get out of America's Great Depression. Because well, this actually America has the war and terror has been great. If war DC is like, for example, the defense industry has been making a lot of money. There's just been
yeah.
like
Those counties and the states surrounding Washington D.C. are among the wealthiest in the entire country.
And this has not. And this was just not the case. That started as in, like when the war of terror started. And
yeah.
So.
But now, here's the thing. Let's try to explain the last decade of military spending, and our view of the economy today. Doesn't work.
Well, I think where the problem happened was that the problem right now is that the money that people that so wars and like before like every the whole economy was jump starting it, but now like there were like Ford making machines, like every sector was working, so there was a lot of machines, like things being produced, so it was being productive. But now
yeah.
like I think it's very specialized. You don't need like you don't need to make like 1,000 airplanes. You just need to like make like $145 million airplane, and all of that money that goes into like one company, like what's that? I forget the name. Like defense contractors. So it's very few people who are benefiting out of it. So keeping everyone in debt. So I think that's my analysis. If it was like the war, if it was everyone, everyone in the country that was making machines and making weapons, it would have been really good for the economy. But now, like, it's just been like few companies, like this defense contractors, like Boeing, who makes drones. Like Boeing has made a lot of money on that, and even like computer intelligence, like
oh yeah,
fighters,
that's,
yep. So
that's a huge field now, yeah.
So yeah, so these people have been making tons and tons of money. It's been very beneficial for them. But not a lot of people out there who work on factories, because they don't really have anything to do. They're really taking part in the war.
Right. Unless you have an actual war with, you know, boots on the ground, because that also helps employment. I mean,
yeah.
If I send 100,000 troops overseas, these guys are working.
Yep. Yeah, but they gotta come home too. So I
well,
didn't
they
know
do, yeah.
That. But what the problem that caused the Great Depression, and I believe because this didn't happen, it's the only thing that kept us out of another one, was the Great Depression. We had all kinds of inventory, products, stuff that nobody could buy.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have jobs, and it just kept getting worse. But now, and that's what 750, I think, was hinting around, you know, one $45 million airplane instead of 10,000 $800,000 airplanes.
Yeah. We aren't rolling B-50, or not B-52s, but Flying Fortresses off the lines, you know.
No, we're not.
But, you know, there's another thing, too. You know, I mean, the Depression is subject to, well, it's a debate that's still going on. But there is a factor that a lot of people don't, I think, discount too much. And that was, you know, the whole Dust Bowl thing. I mean, you had years of this horrible weather that just destroyed the Midwest. And drove these people out of their homes, and I mean, it had to have a massive effect on employment, obviously. So you always had this stuff happening, which is terrible, and, you know, prolonged, you know, any type of recovery.
Yeah, I mean, the economy now in, like, this, in 10, 15 years has differed vastly from what was before. But I don't know if there's enough time yet. Maybe we could talk about like economy, like the whole hour, and we still. But now I think
you know what, we could sure do it for the next 5 minutes.
Right.
And was the economy tanking before the housing crisis?
If you base it on the stock market, we hit record highs in 2007.
Well, that's because stock market. So this is my problem with American economy, because American economy was predominantly a manufacturing economy before. Everyone was making stuff. There was stuff that was churning out of the factories, General Motors, like all these big companies. Like they were actually making stuff. But now, what has happened in 10, 15 years is that the manufacturing company is in decline, and all these big companies, they're all speculative markets. Like the
Everything is multinational now.
Even multinational, like even General Motors, who used to make a lot of cars, their main business now is speculation. Like they have.
They sell 70% of their cars overseas, or they're manufactured overseas.
Yep, I mean
that's where we are.
And I think I have a huge problem with, like, so much speculation going on, because, like, all these business people you go into, all these Wall Street jobs that is going in, they're not creating any product. What they're just doing, they're just buying, they're just speculating. Nothing comes out. Right?
No, I fully agree.
Because there's no product coming out. People are getting richer, but not because there's something churning out. It's just because...
Don't put that away!
It's more of a casino than anything else at this point.
But it always has been.
Well, it hasn't been like this before. People were, like, General Motors were making... There was product that was coming out. So even if it was not being used, for example, like, there was, like, things that were, like, coming out. So it had some utility. So if that car wasn't bought, like, you could sell it for less, and that car, like, you would... So if I bought a car that was... I would use it for more productive means to create more jobs. So it was, like, a multiplier effect. But now I make, like, I buy shares. So stock market is all-time high because it's all speculation. I have no money comes out of that. It's all speculation. People invest and hoping that they'll get more, and they're investing on more
They don't expect return on investment. They expect capital gains, and there's a big difference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look at the things I invest in, and I have to say, a lot of it is future and option related.
So you're expecting...
And a lot of it is currency related. And it really has nothing at all to do with the actual process of manufacturing, selling goods, all of that. In fact, I can't think of a single thing I own right now that is... involved in that, other than junk bond debt. But again, that's not...
Wait a minute.
We just churn it over and over, you know, that's all that is.
You don't have an interest in any company that makes something?
Yes. Well, I mean, unless you want to call gold miners, but I consider that currency.
Oh, that's like gold... That's pure spec.
Now, it's a physical business. I mean, they do mining, and they produce a product, and they sell it. But the product is, it's not like a refrigerator, you know?
Yeah, okay. Hey, everybody, we got 1 minute left. Anything from the chat room that you want to bring up here? 916, go. You got 20 seconds.
Okay,
final
I posted it. On Facebook, I posted a video on your wall.
I got
on your page
today.
Did you watch that?
We did.
Isn't that wonderful?
I showed everybody at work my old neighborhood.
Yeah, isn't that great? I mean, it's really sad, but the guy who wrote that song.
I know many of the people who commented.
I noticed they.
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. Your last comment.
We'll talk about economy next time or something.
All right. Next Tuesday, it's the economy. What is tomorrow's what, chat room? Next week's topic will be the U.S. economy. And what do we do going forward? We'll talk about employment. We'll talk about product. We'll talk about everything.
Everybody plant a victory garden.
Everybody plant a good... Oh, my God. Somebody just pointed out to me. Tomorrow is May Day.
Oh,
thank you very much. Thank you very much. Tomorrow is May Day. Right to my soul.
Okay. Well, if I miss you tomorrow, happy May Day, comrade.
Happy May Day, International Workers of the World Day. That's what tomorrow is. Thank you, YH. Without a question, tomorrow is May Day, and I'm very happy about that.
Okay. Well,
it's all done. We got another week of Norm at Night under the belt. This was a lively one, folks. Thank you all for coming.
All right,
and
bye.
Bring your economic knowledge next week, because Norm at Night...
I'll dig up some communist music for you.
Oh, all right. Say, how about the International? That's all.
Oh, Dad, I love that song. Yeah. That's a real toe tapper.
I should be able to find that pod safe.
Isn't there a polka version I can dance to?
It probably is. I'm going to start. Hang up. We're out of here.
Okay. Take care. Good night.